In this week's Cotton Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Mark Lang, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Those changes caused a reduction in the AWP to more fully reflect the transportation charges that are necessary to move U.S. cotton into foreign markets. That reduced the adjusted world price, and as a result produced a value of about $8 per bale in terms of reduction in cost of redeeming cotton from the loan. This would apply as well to 2007 cotton being redeemed currently. So it applies to the calculation of the adjusted world price for upland cotton for both 2007 and 2008 and future crops as well.
This is Cut 2, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
For 2007 crop redemptions, storage credits remain at the level they were when that cotton was placed in the loan. For cotton placed in the loan for 2008, the maximum storage credit has been reduced by 10%, but that only affects those warehouses charging storage credits at the maximum. If they were not charging the maximum allowable, then their storage credits were perhaps not affected whatsoever for 2008 crop cotton.
This is Cut 3, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
It provides for a 4 cents per pound payment to the users of upland cotton that go into the manufacture of yarn, paper, and nonwoven fabrics. This is an important economic adjustment assistance package that reflects the fact that most U.S. cotton products are competing against heavily subsidized imported products in the U.S. market.